is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just a little more bliss here and I'll be all set.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. George is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Your dial is set correctly. So meet up. Tonight, special meetup. Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be hosting a blood pressure screening tonight, and you've got an option to try something called Nitro Extreme. He recommends it. And we're going to build some buckets of food with Paulette Winotka, and then we're going to retest your blood pressure to see if Nitro Extreme worked for you. So that's tonight, blood pressure screening. Meet Dr. Norman Shealy, followed by building buckets of food. And we'll test your blood pressure. And that's tonight, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Right now, coming up, Doug Hagman. And we're going to be talking about security and very interesting events. Doug is a fellow broadcaster. I'll tell you more about him in a second. And this afternoon, at 3 o'clock, Gary Williams interviews me and my thoughts on survival. Some interesting articles on the website you might want to consider reading, usaprepares.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors at usaprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Converging threats confronted daily by your instructors. Today your class is focused on security, and we want to keep you informed about what's really happening. Not necessarily what the mainstream media is telling you happened. And you know that there are over 150 of us over here at USAprepares.com. And I'd like to introduce you to Doug Hagman. And Doug Hagman is of the Hagman & Hagman Report. His website, HomelandSecurityUS.com. HomelandSecurityUS.com. And there's a link from USAprepares.com, page one. So if you'd like to contact him, just go to page one and you'll find him. Doug Hagman is a private investigator for high-value insurance claims, high-value artwork reportedly damaged in a fire, for example. And during his term as a private investigator, he's had many interesting experiences. And as a fellow broadcaster, he has channels of information that many don't have. You ever wonder why some radio personalities know more than others of us may know? Well, they typically have inside channels. If you'd like to hear some of this inside information, that's what we're going to talk about today. Interested? I am. Fasten your seatbelts. This class this class is going to be quite interesting. Welcome, Doug Hagman.
Vince, thank you very much for having me on your program today.
You know, it's it's great having you, and I would just love to hear the story. Well, you used to have a car. And back in, I think it was June 24th, 2008, was the last time you were able to drive that car. Is that right?
Vince, that's correct. You know, of course, we're focused on preparedness and some things that, you know, you prepare for things that you can see coming, that you feel are coming, and some things that you just can't prepare for, or by the very nature of events, happen without without expectation. And this was the case on June 24th of 2008. And this is an overlap of my investigative activities as well as my broadcasting activities. And what I'm saying here is the fact that although I was certainly working as an investigator at that time, I was also in broadcasting and writing articles and investigating the various other things, including but not limited to Obama as he was rising on the on the stage, you know, what his background was, investigating various Islamic terrorist threats, investigating a number of things, in addition to what I was doing, of course, professionally for my investigative company. That said, on the 24th of June 2008, in fact, my son, who was working with me, and I were preparing to go on an assignment using this particular vehicle, which we did not need a covert van, for example, for surveillance. This vehicle was a company vehicle that we used for travel to and from places. And it's usually garage. It was usually, I take care of vehicles, make sure that no one can tamper with them. So usually I garage the vehicles at night or when they're unattended. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, we had started out our day. We had gone down to a local courthouse, and I must add that the previous night, leading into the day, I had failed to secure my vehicle or garage my vehicle, which was the first time in probably a number of years. But that said, my son and I both got into the vehicle, and I turned on the car. And it's not like the movies, we'll say, you know, they had no problem with the car, but I noticed that the electric locks were acting rather funny. When I say funny, I mean when we reached our destination, our first destination, the courthouse, the locks wouldn't, we couldn't get out of the car. It was really odd. We couldn't get out of the car. The locks would not unlock from the doors. So, we just thought, strange. Ultimately, we did jimmy around with them, and electric locks can be really difficult to open to override the electric system. Make a long story short, we did eventually get out of the vehicle. We took care of business. We had to take care of, got back in the vehicle. Noticed that when I pressed the remote, people have remotes for locking cars, unlocking cars. Press the remote to unlock the car, the locks locked as opposed to unlocking. So I pressed. I'm thinking, well, maybe there was just a short in the system. I pressed the other button to lock the vehicle, and, of course, the vehicle remained locked. But anyway, so I used a key to get in the vehicle. I turned the vehicle on, and, in the movies, you hear that click, 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 and then, bang, the car goes up.
Yep, you know? Yep.
Well, we heard that click, 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 but nothing happened. The car started fine. So I figured, okay, not a problem. I thought, well, maybe we had an electrical issue. But again, not a big issue. So we drove to our second location, parked the car. And this is where it gets interesting. Parked the car, got out of the car, and I didn't lock it. For whatever reason, I didn't think of locking the vehicle. I usually do. About halfway to our destination, which is about 30 yards away from the vehicle, I pressed the lock key to lock the car. And heard this kind of a whooshing sound. And thought, that's interesting. Look back, and as soon as I did, I saw this plume of smoke and fire coming from the vehicle, from both sides of the firewall, actually, of the vehicle. And I thought again, that's interesting. We've got a situation on our hands. And it was really kind of funny because at that very same time, a woman who was walking along the sidewalk looked at me and said, "Is that your car?" I said, yeah, it is. And she said, it's on fire. Well, the plume of smoke could be seen from a half a mile away. And, it was interesting because obviously the fire department responded. The vehicle, the tires exploded. It was like a mini explosion, basically, and a series of explosions thereafter. Long and short of it is, after the fire department came and almost destroyed the car next two parking spaces away. It was that hot and that sudden. Mm-hmm. But anyway, after it was all said and done, the fire department came and the police came and they looked at it and they said, well, you know what, all the evidence, everything has been burned up. I mean, this thing burnt to a crisp. And they said, we're not going to be able to find, anything. They looked, and of course, the efforts to put out the fire, they did a good job, but it does destroy evidence. And they said, the police said, well, it looks like you've got some enemies, Mr. Hagman. I said, probably. And they said, do you know of anyone who would want to do this to you? And I said, well, you know, geez, here's a phone book. You know, take your pick. But I guess the lesson here is this. Things do happen, even though you think you're prepared and you really, you know, you really are, diligent with respect to taking care of things. There are times when things happen that you least expect it. Certainly, we did not expect to start our day out with this mini explosion and this plume of smoke that could be seen from a half a mile away. So that was. But I, you know, I, the reason I'd like to lead off with that story is because, most of the time we need to prepare, and this is my view as an investigator and as a talk show host as well. I mean, we need to know what we need. We need to know what we need to prepare for, or we'd like to know what we're preparing for. If there's an impending storm, certainly we prepare in one fashion. But in today's environment, we are in a situation, in my view, where there could be a number of things. There are so many tops spinning on this table. Economically, the war, imminent war overseas, that could perhaps cause eruptions of terror cells here in the United States. The new world order, permit me to say that, you know, the power behind the agenda, if you will. All of these things are spinning on the table. What's gonna be the end result? What are we preparing for? Which one of these incidents are gonna go first? And while it's fine to ask that question and to look at that particular top or topic, if you will, we cannot take our eyes off the rest because we don't know what is going to affect us first or where the problems are going to hit us first. So we should be prepared for all eventualities. It's difficult to do, but with your help as an instructor, and I love to listen to you, with your help, I think you've got 99.9% of the bases covered better than any human being that I know about preparedness.
Mr. Hagman, thank you so much for being with us today because we're going to have a great learning session about misinformation, disinformation, and class, you cannot prepare unless you know the truth. And we're going to do that right now when we come back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I have enormous respect for my friend Doug Hagman. He's willing to tell it as it is, and he's received some hints, if you want to call them hints, to knock it off. And Doug, I really respect you. I you know, that kind of a scenario where your car bursts into a ball of flames and the flames are in front of the firewall and behind the firewall. I mean, they're really, no matter how you look at it, Doug, without a collision. Having fuel behind the firewall is really hard to do.
Well, that's kind of what I thought too. It's interesting, and I have to thank God that no one was hurt. And things have a habit of. I take comfort in the fact that I've got. I feel like I had in that instance divine protection. Because it could have turned out a lot worse, and certainly being caught in a car where it'd be difficult to get out of, short of breaking the window, it's not a deterrent. It actually acts as a catalyst now. Since someone does not want, I'll say this, the when you're over a target, that's when you get the most flack. And if you look at, and I look at events like this as flack, I look at this as like, okay, you're getting close to whatever the truth might be. Somebody does not want you, me, us, as true patriots of this country to expose their agenda, expose the truth, what's really going on. So, we can't let things like that or events like that deter us. And I think that we have to take those hints, not as, we can't hide behind or we can't go back to bed and pull our heads or pull covers over our heads and say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to stop. No, I'm not going to do that. It actually serves a different, it actually results in a different mindset. It's like, okay, now now I know I'm getting close, and now I'm going to pursue the truth wherever it might lead. And that's where we are today. We've got so many, you know, this constant barrage, Vince, of news headlines. Hey, we just had an ambassador that was killed over in Libya. And the media is saying, oh, it's because of the anti-Western sentiment based on a movie, on this alleged movie, for example. That was the motive. No, it's not. Folks, you can't depend on the headlines. You can't depend on the mainstream media to give you the truth of what's really going on out there. And that's a sad, sad state of affairs, in my opinion. So you've got to do your own investigation. And don't even trust me. Don't trust what I say. Do your own research if you have the time and opportunity and the ability to do so. You know, on the other hand, if you do find a person like yourself, Vince, that people can trust, and me, hopefully me, that I've earned the trust of people, then fine, listen to people like us. And, you know, from there you can know what to prepare for, what's coming. For example, you know, again, this ambassador situation in Libya, it's not over a 16-minute movie trailer or some alleged movie, what's taking place. No, this is an engineered chaos. We have to take a few steps back and look at who is running this country. The front person in this country, Barack Hussein Obama, the highest seat of power in this country. Who is that man? We really don't know who he is, but we know, based on his actions, what his agenda is. And from that, we can extrapolate what he is attempting and what the powers behind him are attempting to do to all of us in this country, to limit our freedoms, to create. I mean, he's a revolutionary at the very least. Revolutionaries thrive on chaos. So we know, based on that, that we have to prepare for chaos here inside the United States, if that's where you're listening from, or wherever you might be listening from throughout the world. We have to prepare for that. We have to prepare for... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Doug, as we look at a 500 or 1,000-piece puzzle on the kitchen table as we build it, even though we don't have all the pieces, if you step back, you can see what that is an image of. So we don't need all the pieces. We just need enough of them. And that, I believe, is what Doug Hagman is telling us. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
When you got me for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Doug Hagman's with me. Hagman and Hagman Report, and you can listen to his daily broadcast. Doug, would you like to tell us a little bit about how our class can hear your broadcast?
Certainly, if your students are interested in listening to 2 hours of news, commentary, and analysis, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, just go to HomelandSecurityUS.com and just follow the link on top to listen live, the Hagman and Hagman Report, and that'll take you right to our another link, actually, that'll take you to our broadcast. And we simulcast in video as well. Our primary platform is Blog Talk Radio. However, and by the way, we're number one, I think, on Blog Talk Radio in all categories, at least this week anyway, because the numbers change. But thank you very much for that ability to plug my program.
No, I think it's an important news source that we need to pay attention to, because, Doug, I'm very serious. You know, we talk about preparedness on all levels. We talk about survival medicine. We talk about gold and silver. We talk about how to survive a gunfight, solar power, wind power, gardening. I mean, on and on and on, how to buy a farm, how to raise animals, and so forth, how to start your own business. But the thing that is, it's really destabilizing to all of us is the disinformation and the misinformation that we receive. And if we don't know what's headed our way, it's very difficult to prepare for it. And as you said, there are a lot of events that, you know, which event is first? And I remember when I used to have a job back in the 1980s, you know, my boss, senior vice president, would say, hey, Vinny, I want you to do this. And I go, okay. And then he'd come by a little later and he'd go, I want you to do this. I go, okay. And then the next day he'd say, you really need to do this other thing. And I'd say, okay. Now, just which one of these first things is first? And, you know, and here's the point. The point is, there are a lot of things that are coming our way. And one of them is going to be first. But the other ones are important too. Just like those other jobs and tasks that my boss wanted me to work on, you know, they're important too. So a lot of significant events are coming our way. It can be solar. It can be electromagnetic pulses. It could be a natural event like an earthquake or a tornado. There's so many things that could happen, and we need to keep our eye on all of those spinning tops, as you refer to them. And, Doug, you mentioned what's happening in the Middle East, in Libya, and the killing of the ambassador. And, you know, there's been decades of we've destabilized their governments for decades. Okay? We've destroyed their infrastructure under the guise or under the flag of democracy. And we've littered their countries with depleted uranium. It's going to be there forever.
Right.
Well, do you think that that has anything to do with what happened in this uprising against America? Do you think it's more that than it is this movie?
Well, you know, let me just back up, if I might, to address something you said earlier about preparation, and then I will address that question next. I just want to say this, because I think you laid everything out very nicely in terms of preparation, and being fortunate to be a student of your class, that is to say, to listen to your broadcast and to have the advantage of being able to prepare for whatever eventuality might come. I think it's very important. But before I get into your question, I would just like to preface my answer with this. Today, and everyone's heard of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. It's,
yes.
You know, people come over from overseas, the troops come overseas, they've got PTSD. People see a car accident, PTSD. I mean, that's used as a diagnosis, a blanket diagnosis across, you know, at least in the West. Now, Americans in particular right now are suffering from something I would like to call pre-traumatic stress disorder. We're getting bombarded with all of these headlines, the news reports of Libya, the news reports of Egypt, the riots overseas, the economy, it's about to crash on our heads. And the average person, when they hear these headlines, you know, it's because of the 24/7 saturation of news, they become so, not just confused, but they become so immune to what's going on around them that they actually fall back into this pre-traumatic stress disorder or a normalcy bias where, no, this can't happen in America. So what you're doing is such a tremendous asset to your, you know, to the students, to people who listen to your program. Now, having said that, you know, that the depleted uranium, for example, just like the many tops that are spinning and all of the news headlines that are hitting us, that's one thing that composes or comprises the reasons that, you know, behind this, the destabilization, the intentional destabilization of the Middle East countries. That's part of the that's part of the reason for this animosity, these uprisings. But I think what people have to understand today, this is, and I've seen news reports where people, even on the conservative side, are comparing Obama to Carter, to 2012 to 1979. And I think that's a mistake to do that. I think that, with respect to your comment about the EU overseas and destabilization of countries, where Jimmy Carter was more passive and naive with respect to the Islamic culture and Middle Eastern affairs, and I'll even go so far as to say had good intent to be a peace facilitator. This particular administration, the leader who we have today, we've got to question the motives here, because what this man has done is destabilized an entire crescent, I mean, from North Africa to Syria, and done so with deliberation, with deliberate intent. And, you know, it goes to motive. What is this person's motive? Well, we can get a better picture of his motive if we knew his background. Well, what's his background? Well, we're not allowed to know. You know, that's why this big birther controversy, for example, it's not about the birth certificate. It's not about where this man is born. It's about allegiance. It's not about birth, right? It's about allegiance to the United States, which, you know, that's why we have a constitution. Now, that said, the events that are taking place are directly related to who is causing these events, who, you know, the agenda of the man in the Oval Office, the State Department, his minions, his czars, his people that support him, and his allies in the Middle East. By the way, which does not include Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, and all of a sudden, you know, his relationship now with Russia, and so on. So we've got to look at this now as saying, well, it's just not one thing. It's just not the depleted uranium. It's just not the U.S. meddling, or what some people like to call this imperialistic U.S. Policy. This is more sinister, in my opinion, than just that. Now, having said that, what's the blowback going to be? What's going to happen next? I believe, based on what I've seen, we are at the beginning stages of a series of events, the Libya/Egypt uprisings. That is the beginning. This is not done by any stretch of the imagination. This is one fuse that has been lit in the Middle East. The other fuses are about to be lit, those being Syria, Iran, and Israel. And when all of those go off, there will be blowback to people, students listening here in this country. There will be blowback in this country, unrest. And so, you know, looking at the larger picture, and you were right before the break when you said, we don't need to see all the pieces of the puzzle. We really don't. Step back. You know, look at the news reports with discernment. Step back and take a look at the bigger picture. And if you're a spiritual person, if you're a Christian, for example, read the Bible. Okay? Just look at the Bible, because I believe too. And this, you know, is up for the discernment of your students. I believe a lot of what is taking place today matches biblical prophecy. But I won't expand on that. But don't discount things like that. Because, for instance, what is taking place in Iran especially, and these connect, what is taking place in Iran, for example, the Iranians believe that they need to start a world war in order to usher in the Imam Mahdi. That's their mindset. It doesn't matter if your students believe it, if my listeners believe it. It doesn't matter. They believe it. So if we know their game plan, if we know their mindset, if we know the enemy, whatever the enemy might be, then we can better prepare for what's coming here. And I think that, I think that, again, it's just not one issue. It's a combination of issues. And I hope I've kind of created that, or laid that out a little bit so people can understand. It's just not about a movie. That's just a canard. That's a red herring. That's nothing. That movie was engineered and produced a long time ago. That movie was just a convenient excuse to fill the masses, to tell the masses, the American public, hey, it was this movie. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. It was this movie. It's all taken care of. These people are idiots that made the movie. We're gonna shut them up. But you know, in doing so, we have to look at the censorship that could be coming our way. Prepare for the censorship yet to come, because they're blaming it on that movie. That's another issue that we can get into and prepare for.
Doug Hagman's with us, and when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about censorship that I've experienced right here on USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto 2 supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Way is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doug Hagman's with me, and I guess, Doug, this might be the time where I mention a little bit about censorship. Did I ever tell you the story about how I was approached and it was suggested that I knock it off? Have you heard that story?
No, I would very much like to, because I've heard similar stories from others. So, I certainly would like to hear what happened to you. No.
Okay. You know that I broadcast Monday through Friday on a pretty big station in the Ozark Mountains. It's KWTO. It's AM 560. And the station was built in 1933, so it's got a big, tall stick. It's low on the dial, and it's got a lot of coverage. We hit 97 counties in Missouri, and we hit five states on the fringe reception. And Rush Limbaugh broadcasts on that station, George Norrie, Dennis Miller, Jim Bohannon, Kim Komando, and I broadcast from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. And you know that we heard the mention of the meetup, and so we have this meetup every Friday night, and we've been doing it for well over a year. So I invite the class to, come, and we have a seminar. So we take over this restaurant. It's called Ziggy's, and it's located at the Lamplighter. It's kind of a motel, and so it's a nice restaurant. And so we set up our PA system. Sometimes we show interesting movies about, things that people need to know about. We have PowerPoint presentations. We've got great speakers. So the presentation started about 5:30 or so, and I get a chance to meet a lot of listeners, and sometimes there's as many as 160 people that show up on Friday night. Well, one night, months and months ago, a woman was there, a middle-aged woman, and after the meetup, I recognized that I didn't know her, so I went over and I said hello, and later on she came over to me, and she said, "Hey, do you know whatever happened to that talk show host?" And she named his name, and he's on the other big station across town. There are two big stations, and he's on the other one. And I said, well, I know him, but I don't know what happened to him. And she said, well, that's the point. The point is, no one knows where he is. And I said, so what are you telling me? And she said, well, it costs a lot of money to be on KWTO. There's advertisers, and, it costs a lot of money to do what you do. And I said, what are you telling me? And she said, well, some of your advertisers may disappear saying the things that you say. And I said, oh, no, freeze-dry guy? No, he doesn't care. I talk to him every couple of days. He knows exactly what I'm doing. And Missouri Storm Shelters, they know exactly what I'm doing, and they like what I do. And besides, if I get thrown off the air, I don't care. And she was really taken back by that, because she was out of ammunition. What do you do when you lightly threaten someone and they don't care? That was one light threat. Another one was a political operative in the community said, I am going to call a press conference. And I am going to get all the media there, the television, all the radio stations, and I am going to tell them that you are an anti-Zionist, you are an anti-Semite, you believe in UFOs, you believe in aliens, and you are advocating the violent overthrow of the United States government. And I said, that's all nonsense, but go ahead. So now that guy ran out of gas. So there you have it. You know, they didn't blow up my car yet, but when you hear me say, everyone all set, locked, I am cocked and locked. Well, I am. I'm sitting right here in the studio with a 45, and for darn good reason.
Exactly, as well you should. And you know, Vince, the closer that we get to the truth and the further down the road of investigation, the more that this will happen. I've heard from people who have received very similar threats. As a matter of fact, I've talked to one national talk show host, very well known. If I mention his name, but I can't because of my license will not allow me to do that. My license as an investigator, I cannot mention this person's name, but he came around and said, look, I've been muzzled. I've been told what I cannot say. And otherwise, I will be out of a job or worse. And that appears to be the way things are going right now. The modus operandi of the individuals and people, the power brokers of what's going on, what's taking place.
Right, but it's not working for you, and it's working for me.
That's
Doug
correct.
Hagman, thanks so much. Hagman and Hagman, class, I'd really like you to consider looking him up. He's on page one of USAPrepares.com. There's a link there. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Doug
Hagman. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.